Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's the Marks and Reese Show on a rainy, my goodness.
Yeah.
Boy, I know they said it was going to rain all day today, but I didn't really think it was going to rain all day today.
Well, good news is.
Wasn't it Howard just said don't trust the meteorologist or something right here?
Howard's better than all the meteorologists. At least I'm not afraid of rain anymore, though, you know?
Like, Proud of you, buddy.
I moved past that in my life.
You're not afraid of rain?
Yeah, I was afraid of rain for about 3-4 years.
What, as a kid or something?
No, like recently.
What? Like, I'm missing something here? Your hair? Is
like,
that what it was?
No. Oh. So, like 4 years ago, my basement flooded because of the rain.
Okay.
And then for like 4 years, whenever it rained, it was
no fun. So you're worried about, yeah.
Yeah, it was like almost like a phobia developed. Like just seeing it was going to rain, I was like.
Yeah, but you weren't like worried you're going to drown or anything.
No, but like I couldn't sleep.
He's worried about
having to do some work.
The cleanup, yeah.
Exactly. Or pay to get the basement fixed.
Yeah, that's what he's worried about.
I saw rain on the forecast. I was like, there goes money out my pocket. But
yeah.
Not anymore.
Jack, you're a homeowner. You haven't gotten to that point yet where you're fixing little.
No, surprisingly, for like a house built in the 1800s, it's holding up pretty well.
Now you haven't had anything?
No.
Look at you.
But the gutters were old. We got the gutters
clean.
Well, no, we put the gutter guard on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gutter guard.
Yeah, yeah, you, me.
you did it?
No, hell no.
No, not at all. I did get up on one ladder, though, and get some of the leaves out of one of my gutters. So
how about that?
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah,
I've never done that.
Oh, believe me. It's like baby. It's like 6 feet off the ground. I was not like up on a real ladder.
Okay.
I was on like a step ladder.
I was getting ready to say, wow, you up on the ladder cleaning out the gutter?
I'm too top heavy for ladders.
Like, not your strength?
No. I feel like I'm like, who's the guy that fell off the Humpty Dumpty?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Can't do it.
Top heavy. That is a way to describe it. He is kind of top heavy.
You are.
I'm surprised, though, for a former pitcher, you shouldn't have small legs, man.
No, well,
maybe that's why he's a former.
The glute should be a little bigger.
That's why he's a former pitcher.
I'll show you my arse next break.
Climb up a ladder?
I think you did it when we were at spring training last year when you were having flashbacks down there.
That's you. That's your.
Well, no, he had to get on the mound down at the complex, the spring training complex, and envision himself.
He got on a mound against me.
Yeah, sure did. Yep. I'm done getting on mounds.
Yeah, I was gonna say I got a few hits off.
Yeah, they're smoked. Yeah.
Out the infield.
I completely forgot. I thought that was only a Joe DeCamber thing.
No, it's
I forgot about Elliott.
Yes. It's been three times in my WIP career I've gotten on a mound. One was the Reading Phillies, and I hit 78 when I had to hit 80.
Failure.
And then it was a failure, yeah.
Yeah, you gave up a hit to Joe DeCamera.
I did not give up a hit to Joe DeCamera.
Didn't you?
How old was the second baseman?
65 and basically in a wheelchair, frankly.
And so did Joe reach safely after hitting it?
No, but the umpire called him out. I just want to point that out.
He did. It was a terrible call.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't know that. You're using a doctored photo from the camera that he put on Twitter because he's fake news.
He did.
I can't believe he's our new morning show guy putting out fake news like
that. How about that? And then I heard Rhea in this afternoon.
Getting those reps in.
Yeah. Chemistry is just building.
Man, you guys are brutal, man. I'm telling you. All right. Well, now, what did we say before the break? Oh, yeah, the Sixers. That's right.
Doc Rivers is getting fired.
Yeah.
Is what we said.
Doc Rivers out.
Doc Rivers. All right. So what do I have in my hand here, Jackaroot?
That is a piece from a Kyle Newbeck article
on
the Philly Voice.
Yeah, so Kyle Newbeck, he didn't tweet this out. It was just in a piece that he wrote.
Yeah, article.
Yep.
Oh, an article that he wrote. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I just read tweets now, you know. So.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I said that.
Yeah.
That's why it's first thing I said
is
a tweet.
I hope someone aggregates that bad boy on the Twitter.
All right, he says, to this point, though, The Sixers have not even entertained the idea that coaching is the central problem or that Rivers could move on.
But wow. I think I do a terrific job.
So right now the Sixers are sitting at 500, 12-12. They are 5-7 on the road.
Losers of three in a row.
Which makes them 7-5 at home, I'm imagining.
Math. I think so.
Some Michigan State yeah. education right there.
Hard at work.
There you go. And they go on the road yesterday and lose to a team that essentially has nothing to play for in the Houston Rockets. The Rockets right now have a 7-17 record after last night's big win over the 76ers. And it was supposed to be the return of James Harden going back to Houston. James Harden, I guess it's great to see James Harden is not injured anymore. And I'm setting it up here now. I'm just giving you the news as it comes to me here. He's back in the lineup last night. Let's see what he gave us. 38 minutes last night, 4 of 19.
Nice.
From the floor, all 4 3-pointers that he made. 4 of 11 from 3-point range, nine of 10.
All 4 of the 3-pointers he made, other than the 7 he missed, right?
Yes. He went 4 of 11 from 3-point range, yes.
It's that Temple education.
21 points last night. 21. So he got 21 in his return. They lost, by the way, 132 to 123 in double overtime. 39 from the big fella last night. Here's what I don't like about the 39 points that he had. He had 7 rebounds in double overtime. Mm-hmm. No, total. I know he fouled out too, but still. There you go. But 7 rebounds. And then Tobias last night, 27 points.
7 of 8 from 3, I think.
There you go, Tobias last night. Well, I mean, listen, Toby gets no respect.
Yeah. He might be their best player.
Tobias.
Well, listen.
He had 7 threes last night.
Yeah.
Here's the number one Toby fan right here. You're right. That's all he has. Yeah. It's me. But, the news about Doc isn't surprising that he may not be on the hot seat, but it's still early. It's still early, and they aren't throwing the towel in on the season. But, man, playing 500 basketball right now for a team that we thought made a number of changes that would improve not only the depth of this on this team, but the toughness on this team. And I understand Maxey injured. James Harden has been injured for the last month, his first game back last night. Embiid has been a little in and out of the lineup a little bit. Sometimes injury, sometimes he's sick for a week. I just don't know how adults gets – never mind. But yeah, that's where Joel Embiid was at for an entire week. Your thoughts on the Sixers? To me, that was a disappointing loss last night.
Well, I'm happy you brought up the Kyle Newbeck report, because I was actually speaking to Kyle about this last night on my new Sixers podcast.
Hell yeah.
Clap Your Hands with Kyle Newbeck.
That's the name of the podcast?
Clap Your Hands. Yep. Yeah, you like that?
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah. It is a good Sixers podcast.
Clap Your Hands.
I thought of it, too.
How about that? That's pretty good.
So I was talking to Kyle about this last night, and he did say, what he wrote, right? which is he believes Doc is not in any danger right now. And an interesting component he had of this was he doesn't think Joel really wants Doc to be fired. He thinks Joel is a fan of Doc. He's always supported Doc. And if you look at it, Embiid has played his best basketball with Doc Rivers as his head coach. Mm-hmm. But there is no way Doc Rivers is making it through this season.
Why is Joel Embiid a fan of Doc? Is it because Doc gets the most out of him? Is it because Doc knows how to use him better than anyone else does? Or is it because Doc lets him do what he wants to do?
I think it's the last one.
So I would have to take into account, like, why does my star player want this coach here? Well, if it's because he feels comfortable, because he'll allow him to do what he wants to do as opposed to pushing Joel Embiid to be better and making Joel Embiid a little uncomfortable, I don't know if this bodes well for the future. And I'm an Embiid guy. I really am. And I know people are getting frustrated with him. Even starting to hear people talking about trading a guy at some point. There's no way I can even fathom that right now. But that doesn't mean if this season doesn't end in some sort of fashion to where I can be excited moving forward. I'm not saying it has to end with an NBA championship. I'm not going to even say it has to end with them playing in the NBA Finals. I will say it better end with them playing in the Eastern Conference
Finals. Yeah, they got to get out the second.
Yeah, it does have to do that. And whoever you're playing in the Eastern Conference Finals, it can't be a sweep. It can't be a gentleman sweep. In case you don't know, that's 4-1, Jack. Gentleman sweep. It can't, you know, it has to be a hard-fought series where I feel good about the money they're going to invest in James Harden moving forward, as if this team is a core that you can go win a championship with. I don't want to look up at the end of May next year and feel like, man, I am exhausted by this team. It's time to blow it up. Don't re-sign James Harden. Let's get what we can get and do what we can do with Embiid and Maxey, because those are our two young players. And MB's not even young.
Yeah, so I watched the game last night, and I'm so frustrated with this team. Like, you look at what they've become. They last night had a 33-year-old guard with leg problems on a minute restriction, and they were running their offense through a slow center that, yes, he is good on offense for sure, but he only tries about half the time on defense. And then I look at the other team that beat them last night. Young team, built around guards. They take a bunch of threes. They get to the free throw line. The Sixers don't do any of those things. In a league that's really predicated on making and taking the three and on being athletic and quick, they're none of those things. Like, the Sixers are one of the slowest teams in the league compared to the Rockets, who they are better than, for what it's worth.
Younger,
not
athletic,
last night.
Yeah.
Right, they have all types of young athletes on the perimeter taking three-pointers. They're built around guards. And when I look at the Sixers, and it pains me to say, because last year I believed in them going into the playoffs. I trusted that James would step up. I thought Embiid would be there. But we've seen this movie too many times to think that this season is going to end any differently. We know what's gonna happen. Embiid's not gonna make it all the way through the postseason. James Harden has had leg problems for 2 years now. What makes you think he's gonna get through the whole year? And for what it's worth, Harden didn't even play that well last night. You said he ended up with what, 21 points or something like that?
On 19 shots.
Yeah, and in 37 minutes. First of all, he's supposed to be on a minutes restriction. So I'm curious what that minutes restriction was. What, they want him less than 50 minutes last night? Like, what are you doing there? But also, Harden,
7 turnovers last night.
7 turnovers. You know, he's not a good shooter from three, which is really supposed to be his strength coming in here. But Joel, the end of that game last night, there were 2 or 3 offensive rebounds the Sixers gave up where Joel was right by the basket when the game was still being decided. And the Rockets don't even have big players. They're an undersized team, especially at the center and power forward position. Joel should be dominating, and I will give him credit. He did go into the paint last night and take advantage of his size there. But on the defensive side of the court, he does not appear to be giving effort, at least half the game, right? Like, you mentioned, what, 7 rebounds last night? He should have had easily double-digit rebounds against this team. So as much as I believed in the process and I believed in what they're doing, feels to me like the window is shut. They're old. They're injury-prone. They don't really have that good of a roster. If you take Embiid off that court, Tobias might legit be their best player. PJ Tucker's not any good. Maxey's hurt right now. Harden looks like he's washed. Like, where's the talent on this team besides Embiid and Maxey?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's pretty much it. Now, there's some other talented players, but nothing that we wouldn't.
Yeah, like, Melton's a nice player, but he's, you know, a 6-man on a really good team.
Yeah, and like I said, there's no players there that I wouldn't mind parting with. Like, okay, if you tell me I'm giving up this guy, that guy, that guy, it's 2 players I wouldn't want to part with. That's Embiid and Maxey. Everybody else, we can move on from.
Well, but that's the other thing, too. We've spent so much time today, you know, talking about the Eagles and expectations and how good they are. The Eagles have so many players that opposing teams are afraid of, right?
Right.
A.J. Brown, defensive side of the ball. Darius Slay, Hassan Reddick. Jalen this year is the leader for MVP.
For sure, yeah.
If you're the Bucks, if you're the Celtics, if you're the Heat, who are you afraid of on the Sixers team? Who are you looking at and going, this guy's going to be a major problem for us? Because I'll tell you what, I really don't think they look at Joel that way. When you look at his playoff success, I don't think they fear playing this team.
I agree, and they don't fear playing against Joel Embiid. Everybody knows how talented he is.
Yeah.
But there's something about him that other teams don't say, you know what, this dude comes to town, we're in trouble. They just don't feel that way. And that's something he's going to need to change, man. That's something he is going to need to change.
Last night, he had 2 really bad turnovers again at the end of the game. Like, that's a problem he's never been able to fix. People love to rip Toby, other than, of course, you. That's your guy. But at least Toby, from last year, everyone said he has to start being a three-point shooter. And what's he done? He started to be a willing three-point shooter. For years, everyone's been saying Embiid has to fix the turnover problem. He's averaging a career high in turnovers this year. So where's the Joel improvement? Everyone loves to rip Toby. Where's Joel improving? So it's just frustrating to think of what they could have been to now being a maxed out team with no resources, an old roster that really has almost no chance of winning this year.
All right, 215-592-9494. Need to get your thoughts on this, man. We're going to get back to the Eagles discussion. Don't worry about that. We know that is at the top of the list for everyone. So we'll get back to discussing the Eagles and whether or not you'll be disappointed if they don't win the Super Bowl. I certainly will be. Elliot says the season has already been a success. So we're going to continue that discussion. We wanted to switch it up just a little bit because the Sixers played last night, and we wanted to give you a chance to, if you got some frustrations there as it pertains to this team, to let it out. We're here to hear from you. Let's go to my boy Obadiah in Aston to get his thoughts on the big man Joel Embiid. Welcome to the Marks and Reese Show, Obadiah.
Hey, what's up, Ike? How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother.
Chilling. So, man, Embiid, I love Embiid so much, man. But, man, you got reboundable, man. A couple times I've seen this guy just walk back the court. Like, you cannot do that, man. We love you, man. And that shit of crying for the ball all the time. Stop doing that, man.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that's frustrating about Embiid is he wants the offense to be run through him fully on that side of the court, which I get that. You've reached that point in the league, everything. But then you can't not try on defense because of everything you're doing on offense. You're too important to that side of the court on defense to be tired for half the game because of everything on offense. If you're too tired on offense, then you got to be okay with Harden having it more. You have to be okay with Maxey having it more. But when he was out a few weeks ago, you notice Embiid said something like, well, when Harden comes back, we need to keep running the offense through me. Like, we get it, man. You like to put up points, but you have to help the team on defense as well.
I missed that he said that.
Yeah, it was about a week ago he said something like, paraphrasing, when Harden comes back, we need to keep running the offense.
Right, right. Mm. All right, let's get Zach in here. He's in Royals Fort. What's up, Zach?
Hey, buddy. How you guys doing?
What's up, brother?
Good, man. Yeah, no, honestly, you know, I just want to make a couple quick comments. So I can't remember who it was, but a week ago there was one of the hosts. I think it was on the morning show. She had explained that, you know, she was at the Sixers game and she couldn't believe how many seats were vacant. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason. It's the same song every single year. Like, this team is not good. They're really old. They're average at best. And unfortunately, we have – I'm so sick of having a center who is 7'2". He's one of the biggest men in the league. And he just refuses to play in the paint. He refuses to be ball dominant underneath the rim. And it's really annoying because, like, he's – we don't need a guy that big shooting three-point shots all the time. Like, we need a big man to be a big man. And I'm very frustrated with this team, and I know why the seats are vacant, because Philly fans are smart enough to know that we've seen the same thing over and over again, and it's not going to be any different this year. And the problem now that we face is moving forward into 2025, 2026, 2027, we're in cap hell. Like, we're in trouble. Like, we have no draft picks. We have nothing moving forward. And the window is literally shrinking. And I don't see results, guys. I see teams around the league like the Celtics and, like, other teams that are younger.
Young, athletic, yeah.
I was thinking this last night. I was, honest to God, watching the game thinking I would rather be the Rockets. All those draft picks,
you got the
all
younger
those guards.
Team, yeah.
And, like, they have hope. The Sixers' hope is gone.
Yeah, exactly. Like they have something to look forward to from a youth standpoint, and we just don't have that. And if anybody in this fan base, honest to God, thinks that a shell of himself, James Harden, and a guy like Joel Embiid, who I love to death, he's an awesome guy, he's an awesome personality, but they can't stay healthy. And when we need them the most, when we need their play to be the best that it can be, it's not going to be that way. And it's just – it's so – so frustrating, guys.
I appreciate the call, Zach. Listen, you're hearing it, man. You're hearing it, Elliot. And maybe I'm slow to accept this. Mm-hmm. I really feel like I am one of the ones that's late to have to accept the whole frustration of Joel Embiid. But you're starting to hear more people talk about moving on from Joel Embiid as if they've already grown tired of the situation. They're frustrated with it. They would rather move on. Just 2 years ago, man, there was excitement around this basketball team, and the future was bright. The future is bright. So real quick, before we go to break, I want to get what people can look forward to with your Clap Your Hands podcast with Cal Newbeck and sort of some of the things you're going to be talking about all year. And what's the conversation going to be like there?
Well, we're going to record one on Thursday. It's Clap Your Hands, available on the Odyssey app. And then, of course, all the podcast app. Just open it up, search Clap Your Hands, and you'll find it. And of course, on exactly.
I like it.
Unfortunately, they're not giving us a lot to clap about recently, you know? First podcast last night, double overtime loss. The morale was not high, but we're going to be recording one on Thursday. So if anyone that wants to listen, I'm going to be talking to Kyle about what trades can they make to help this team, right? Where are the pieces that they can move? Toby, I think, is a piece they can move. And let's be real, like, if you're going to go around Joel and Harden and try to win, maybe you move Maxey for someone that's more available to help you right now. Because as much as I like Maxey, he's undersized on both sides of the court. Like, so
hold on. That's what we're getting on the podcast, trading Maxey.
Well, we're not going to talk about how they stack up with the Bucks and Celtics. I can tell you that much. We're not going to talk about, you know, if they can beat the Warriors in the finals. I think at this point we're talking about how they can stop the ship from completely sinking. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, I'm going to go over some players that they could acquire. I think Toby, his trade value has never been higher. So
I was with you all the way up till you got down to Maxey too.
I'm not saying I would trade him.
Right. But, they hate Tyrese Maxey.
But no one's trading for Harden. You're not trading Embiid. Like,
yeah, we can't trade our junk for somebody to visit. Nobody else wants
Okay, go ahead, trade Thybulle. You know you're going to get another Thybulle.
Like, right.
At least if you package Maxey with Toby, I don't know. Maybe you can get something. But they have to do something. And the podcast, Clap Your Hands, we are going to be talking about that, how they can improve this team, how they can get out of the situation they're in. And you referenced Kyle Newbeck at the top with his report. I think Kyle is the best Sixers reporter there is. I've already learned a lot from him from the first podcast, so I'm really looking forward. We're going to have 2 to 3 episodes a week after games, in between games, and then hopefully when they make a big trade or fire Doc, we'll have that emergency pod for you.
There you go. There you go. Let me tell you, man, we got all the bases covered here at WIP, man. Elliot Shore Parks, this man never sleeps.
Never.
Has the Eagles covered for you. Now he's got the Sixers covered for you, man. Listen, he does baseball, too. At times.
Yeah. No.
Jack's like, no.
Jack knows I'm a baseball guy deep down. Yeah, gotta get me on high hopes every once in a while.
Yeah.
Bring you through, man. Speaking of baseball, we'll drive down that lane as well. Because I know my producer is sitting back there and I need to get his thoughts on the newest Philly when we come back on the other side, as well as getting back to all your calls on the Eagles and if you'd be disappointed if they didn't win the Super Bowl. But also, check this out, Elliot. Baker Mayfield has been claimed by a team.
Wow.
Baker Mayfield is on his third team this year. That's an amazing feat, by the way. What is in the Niners? Is that right, Jack?
What if it's the?
Come on, Jack. Work with me,
Jackie,
man.
You know,
I'm like Ron.
Jackie, I'm like Ron Burgundy,
brother.
Is
it the Niners? Okay. What if it's the Niners? Okay. I'm sorry. I messed that whole tease up. We'll tell you about that. And speaking of the Niners, is Jimmy G really done for the year? I thought about that too when they said a broken foot. You got enough time to possibly get back here if the Niners play long enough. He
McNabb
could be
did
back.
It.
Yeah, everybody's not McNabb. That's a good point for you,
right
there.
Donovan here.
That's Elliot Shore Parks. I'm Mike Reese. We'll get your phone calls, man. On the other side, we've got a lot to get into. Eagles, some Sixers if you want to, but we're back on the Birds train on 94 WIP. Hey, football season is underway, so now's the perfect time to download FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, because right now new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Now, that's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just make sure you sign up using promo code Ike. Now, I've told you a lot of the reasons why I love betting on FanDuel. It has your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props, and then how about the live betting, where you'll get updated odds on games that have already started. You can find that and more all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. That's why I love the FanDuel app. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. So sign up today with promo code Ike for your no-sweat first bet. Again, that's promo code Ike. And make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Oh, man. It's a Tuesday, or Tuesday, in honor of Johnny Marks. He likes Tuesday.
He's a big fan of Tuesday.
He's a big fan of Tuesday.
I mean, that's crazy, though, because it's easily the worst day of the week.
Sure.
Other than the fact I'm on from 3 to 4. But
yeah. Well, you know, I had this whole thing going with Tuesday as the worst day of the week. It's a nothing day.
Yeah, it's not the first day where there's excitement. It's not Wednesday when you're in the middle. It's not Thursday where it's almost Friday.
Right.
And it's certainly not Friday. So,
yeah, but see, here's what you're missing out. It's TNT Tuesdays on FanDuel where you get a free $10
That's
bet.
That's a good point for, yeah.
So we get a free parlay tonight, essentially.
Jackie Shark back there.
Yeah.
No, not Jackie. It's Jackie Deposit Day for me. Yeah. Freaking Mike Evans going to catch a touchdown last night.
Should we get a Twitter poll up? Best day of the week?
I think I'm going to start. I'm going to give up my Venmo so I can to fuel my fandom.
Oh, no, no. We have to go do a GoFundMe, man. Everybody else does it.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
For Ikenized deposit.
We need a GoFundme for the show, man.
You
got
to be saving up, too. So, you know, you got to start hitting on these parlays.
That's right, man. You got kids coming.
Yeah. And we got to get Marks off the overnight. We got to start GoFundmes for a lot
get
of
him,
things.
Get him back
here to
health, too.
I know.
Get him off the overnight. Forgot he does the overnight shows, man.
Dude, it's so funny. I wake up every Sunday morning and like start scrolling through Instagram, and I see
Mark's
him, like,
tweets already out there.
I see this face of just a guy that looks dead inside that is like about to host 2 to 6 on Sports Radio, CBS Sports Radio.
Wow. Hey, props to him for doing it.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't
seriously
do it.
Talking about I wouldn't do it.
4 hours in the middle of the night.
All right, so listen, Jack. Where's our Twitter question at? Not our Twitter question, but our Twitter
poll.
I got responsibilities here today, Elliot.
Virginia.
What the hell?
I was gonna say I felt safe with you and the driver, but now you're
veering off course.
Well, hold on, though. Now I feel like Marks when he's over there ruffling through all the papers trying to find the. Here it is. All right. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers annual men's night out is back December 15th. Do all your holiday shopping in one night with delicious food and beverages while you shop. How about that? So, Jack, what is the Twitter question today?
Well, Mark's will also be there if you want to go see him at that Mark's Jewelers event. He's mentioned that a couple of times. At this point, comma, would you be disappointed if the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl this year? Only 70% now saying yes.
I swayed 3%.
A bunch of softies entering into the fan base.
It only took me 2.5 hours, but I got 3% down.
2.5 hours and some Sixers talk later.
I got them down to 70.
So in case you don't know, we started the show off talking about expectations increasing. And I know what I had the team at prior to the season, 12-5. Had to win the NFC East, win a home playoff game, and that would have been a successful season for me. Yes, I've been on record saying that. Elliot, he had him at 10-7, 11-8, or 11-6, whatever it was, and winning a playoff game. Yep. You did have winning a playoff game would be a successful season. But as we get more information, our opinions change, and more importantly, our expectations change. And as I sit here in December, this team with 5 games left to go, coming off of the win they just had against Tennessee, because I'm not going to minimize the win they had against Tennessee, just like I didn't minimize the win they had against Minnesota. I said Minnesota was a good football team.
Yep.
Prior to that game, they dominated them. They get credit for that regardless of what you think about Kirk
Nobody
Cousins.
Should minimize the Tennessee game.
Exactly.
The Tennessee game was the best game this team has played under Nick Sirianni. Last year, the rest of this season.
I agree with that.
That is the best complete game. The defense was dominant. The offense was everything you wanted to see, throwing the ball finally back to an elite level. And then the special teams. Like, there will be no better game you'll find on Nick's record other than that game against a really good Titans team.
That is until we get – well, you said up until this point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, up until this point. Yes. I was going to say, when we get to Christmas Eve, we're going to find out down there in Dallas.
Yes, that is a show.
That's
going
to be a big one.
Like, for me, that game, you got to get there with not needing to win it. Because I'm not saying they'll lose, but that's a really tough spot.
Yeah.
I
agree completely with you. As a matter of fact, if I was a betting man, I would probably bet that the Cowboys would win the game.
Yeah,
and I am a betting man. So. And obviously, I would not bet on the Cowboys, but I understand exactly what you're saying.
Well, it'll be a schedule loss.
Yes. Well, we don't do that. We don't do schedule
unless
losses.
Unless that money
in the
line
NFL.
Gets to enough, you know. But.
So my only point is that obviously I'm going to be rooting for my squad that night and pulling for the Eagles. But I also understand that is a difficult game to pull off on Christmas Eve in their building. But
they'll probably be underdogs.
When they do pull it off, I don't want to hear anything else about tough wins, winning on the road. Because that's probably the one thing we haven't done is beating a good team on the road. Have we gotten one of those in? We haven't gotten one of those in.
I mean, you know, I hate to be the guy that haven't played anybody. I'm just trying to think of what good
teams
they've
played
on the road.
Most of the best teams they played have been at home.
Washington's a playoff team.
They've been at home. Yeah, they are. Yeah, with a different quarterback, though. Yeah.
So I don't know if that counts.
But that would clearly be their best win.
Yes.
Going in Dallas at full strength, Christmas Eve. Dude, that game is – the ratings for that game, I guarantee you will blow out anything that has come close to an NFL ratings that's not the Super Bowl. It's going to be Christmas Eve. It's the stinking Cowboys. We're the best team in the league. People love seeing the Cowboys lose, as well as half this damn country rooting for the Cowboys. So the ratings are going to be off the charts. As long as the Cowboys take care of business up into that game and the Eagles take care of business up to that game.
Well, and it's also a great game in the way that this Eagles team has shown us so much. There's not really much more they need to show us other than beating the Cowboys in a game like that, right? Like, we've seen them beat the Titans.
Yeah.
Other than the Chiefs and the Bills, I don't know who they would go against where I'd say, I don't know if they can beat them. And I think they are better than the Cowboys. But the Cowboys, Christmas Eve, with Dak, like, that's the key. With Dak, the way he's played against them. And the last time they went to Dallas, they got absolutely
embarrassed.
Yeah. So
the last two times.
So I do think the Eagles are going to beat the Giants and the Bears. So I think there's a good chance they go into that game where they can lose it and still be the one seed. But that game, to me, is not about standings. It's not about any of that. That's like let's see how good this team is.
Yeah, and the Eagles know that. They know they beat Dallas without Dak. They know that.
You can't tell me, and I know their focus is on the Giants. there's no way they're not already prepping for that game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the assistant coaches, all those guys, like, that is the game. That's the big thing between now and the playoffs, that Cowboys game.
All right, expectations, Elliot. I'm talking Super Bowl, brother. I need it. I need it. I need it. It's a must-have. I don't know if we're going to be in a better situation than we are right now. Let's get to the phone lines, brother, and see what the peeps are talking about. One of our favorite callers, Andy from Deptford. He's up next. What's up, Andy?
Yo, Ike. What's good, bro?
I'm good, bro. How about yourself?
Yo, I'm great. As far as the Super Bowl, definitely a disappointment if we don't win this thing. It's a disappointment every year we don't win the Super Bowl. Yo, it's kind of like back in high school, right? When you took the flyest girl to the prom. You go to the prom, you have a good time. If you don't have no action at the end of the night, you're disappointed, right?
I mean, I don't know about me in high school. You know, I would have.
What?
Nah.
What? You ain't high school, Elliot?
Nah, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that you already got the girl to the prom. You gotta, you know, that's already a win.
What is going on right now?
I don't know if we should keep with this analogy.
This man is it's a newlywed still, man.
Yeah.
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 But I've got two side topics I want to hit on, too. It frustrates me so much as a diehard Eagles fan. Here we are. We're 11-1, best team in the league. Here we are. We got a quarterback with 29 total touchdowns right now through 12 games, right? Nobody, national ESPN, they're not talking about this guy on MVP. If Brady or if Rodgers was having the same kind of season that Jalen Hurts was having, that's all you would hear when you turn on the news. That's all you would hear. Oh, MVP, Brady, MVP, Rodgers. Why doesn't Jalen Hurts get that same hype, that same praise, that same accolades as those guys?
Well, I think look, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. He's going to be – but I think Jalen's getting a ton of credit. I think really? I see him talked about on shows all the time nationally. I see people tweet about him. I see talk shows talk about him. Yeah, I think –
it's hard not to when you're talking about the Eagles.
Yeah, and look, Jalen's also an extremely well-known guy. Like, the guy played at Alabama, Oklahoma. Like, this isn't some rando coming out of nowhere and doing this. Mm-hmm. So I disagree with you, Andy. I do think he's getting plenty of credit for what he's doing.
All right. Ike, so next side topic. So what's the deal with Prime going to Colorado? How you guys feel about that? I think that's a great move for Prime going to a Big Five power school. A lot of people trying to throw some shade on Prime because he left the
HBCU, yeah.
But you know what? Prime, people tend to forget, Prime put Jackson State on the map. Prime donated half of his salary since he's been there to that school.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just like any other man, you want to take a big step to the next big step. And that's what Prime's doing. I don't see why people are hating on Prime.
Yeah, I think, and appreciate the call, Andy. I was surprised he took the job. I'm not mad he took the job, and I certainly don't hold any resentment towards him for leaving Jackson State and HBCU and going to a predominantly white institute, because that's what's being thrown out there around in the black community when we're discussing, or when it's being discussed, about Deion Sanders leaving. And that's why he's getting some pushback from some of the African-American community. I get it, but you can't be upset at Deion for wanting to take the next step in his career, right? And so when we can't argue as a black community about not being given opportunities to be a head coach at some of these predominantly white institutes and then complain when the guy takes an opportunity to be a head coach at one of these universities. So I have no problem with it. He was getting paid, I believe, $300,000 at Jackson State or something like that, and he donated half his salary. Colorado's paying him $5 million.
Like,
what do you want him to do? That's a huge pay increase. Not that Deion has a beggar's cup in his hand or what have you, but it's also an opportunity to show to him that he can continue to prove that he can recruit at a Power 5 level, albeit Colorado. Actually, his job is even harder, which is why I was surprised he took the Colorado job, because of the conference he's going to be in.
Expectations
are higher than he's probably going to be able to meet. But you know what? He seems energized about the job. He's going to bring a little coolness to playing at Colorado. Hell, we don't talk about Colorado. Haven't talked about him since Cordell Stewart was playing there and Rashawn Salaam and Eric Bieniemy and all those guys.
Jeremy Bloom.
And, yeah, those guys. Yeah, like, we don't even talk about Colorado football. So he's already bringing attention to that university. And if you're an HBCU alum, you ought to be I don't know if grateful is the right word, but there certainly should be some gratitude shown towards Dion for bringing the attention and the awareness to HBCU colleges so that when there's other coaches that want that opportunity, they don't look at it as it's a demotion or a step down or beneath them to take a head coaching job there, because it can lead to an opportunity at a Division I school or one of these powerhouses. So he actually brought more attention and awareness to that conference. The guy, once he brought in the number one recruit in all of high school to Jackson State, yeah, who had offers from damn near every school in America, and that kid said, no, I'm going to play for him instead of going to play for Alabama, USC, Notre Dame, Michigan State, Ohio State, all those schools. No, he went to Jackson State because Dion has that type of influence over this younger generation.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want that guy there? So I got Dion, congratulations, good luck. It's going to be hard to win in Colorado. I'm just telling you, it just is.
Yeah, I mean.
How are you going to get people to come to Boulder?
Yeah, nah. But, well, I thought I saw the number one recruit's already going to go there with him.
Already?
Or at least say, I don't know, he said it on some video game stream.
Oh, my God.
So who knows? But, no, I mean, I think Dion going to Colorado, you know, what you just said about him staying at HBCU, yes, there was, I think, a part of everyone that thought that would be a really cool story if he stayed there and built it up. But I also think, to what you said, it's not fair to expect him not to advance his career, right?
Yes.
But the other part of this, too, is he's turned Jackson State into a way better job. Yes. They're going to get a way better head coach than they would have before. That league is going to get better head coaches. And now that he's at Colorado, he can bring guys from Jackson State, assistant coaches, mm-hmm, players that were there, to a school that, you know, is viewed as a better school, right?
Yeah.
Like in terms of football program.
Yeah.
So he even said it to his students, right? Or his new team, right?
Oh,
in the video being like, I'm bringing luggage and it's Louis, better, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, Deion Sanders, listen, I can't even really consider him a Cowboy because he played for four other teams. But we know he did play for the Cowboys, and I was on the field when he took one back to the house on me on Monday Night Football in my rookie year. So
yeah, but you lit him up in 03.
I was going to say, I didn't forget I lit his ass up twice. Yes.
It's kind of surprising.
When he was with Washington and Baltimore. Now, granted, he was old as a goat back then, too.
He was cooked, but listen, counts.
That doesn't matter exactly. If I dunk on Jordan in a Washington Wizards uniform, you think I'm not bragging about it?
No.
Thank goodness for Ike Reese.
You got your poster up there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't matter, he played for the Wizards, and he was 40.
It is surprising how committed Deion is to the coaching, though.
I love it, man.
He clearly is going for it.
And I didn't really think he was when he first started.
Either,
I thought it was
yeah.
just something else he was doing. All right, real quick, Elliot. You know it's Christmas time, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this is for you and the rest of the guys that are out there. Check this out. Give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with Salt Silky Naturally Nude Pajamas. Available exclusively at Pajamagram. We're talking sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own soft skin.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Even more alluring than lingerie. Come on, man. The texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. Now, she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Order today, and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. You can wear that one, Elliot. Now, that's a $75 saving on a best-selling holiday gift. Yes, ordering today gets you a free $75 nightie. And best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. In a year filled with unexpected, get her something that she can count on. But you need to order today because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you need to do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Ike Reese sent you.
It really pops out and it grows.
I can't wait till this month is over with.
Being in the room when you read that ad is a lot different than...
But everybody enjoys it.
Yeah.
All right, back to the phones, fellas.
There we go.
It's all fellas in here. Back to the phones, man. Let's go to Gary in the Northeast. Gary, what's up, brother?
Hey, Ike, man. Hey, can I tape your voice for me and my girl? You're so damn sexy, man. God damn, you got a great voice.
That was extra. What's up, Gary?
Man, listen to me. Ike, I grew up with Moses. Ike, I mean, watching this Embiid, he's from Cameroon. He's all laid back. He's not the right guy for this city, okay? And I've been trying to start a petition with Howard. Howard started it. I'm with him. We got to trade him now while we still can get something. Because in 2 years, we're not going to get a dime for him.
Mm.
I don't know about
so
all
you
that.
Want to trade Joel Embiid. First of all, the fact that you're with Howard, Gary, that's troubling. That's troubling.
Yeah. I mean, the tough thing about trading Embiid is, who do you trade him for? Like, I understand the logic. He's a center. He's injury prone. He's on a big deal. On the surface, I get it. But I can't think of one trade where it's like, that team will take Embiid and you're getting something of value back.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out on that. I'm not just not there yet with trading Joel Embiid right now. I can be frustrated. I can be, you know, I want to pull my hair out. But I'm not that frustrated that I'm ready to trade Joel Embiid. But I am ready to win the Super Bowl, Elliot. Ready to do. And I'm ready for this team to win the Super Bowl. And it's what I expect. I'm thinking everybody should be out there expecting a Super Bowl win. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington and see how he feels about this. Jeff, the Eagles this year, would you be disappointed, my brother, if they don't win the Super Bowl?
I've been leaning more and more towards that because they're just a really good team. They're beating teams in different ways. Maybe a month and a half ago, I wasn't so sure, but now I think I will be because they're just too good, man. And I'm not really all that afraid of the Cowboys so much. Anytime Mike McCarthy is a coach, Jerry Jones owning the team, I don't have any faith in them to do anything.
Yeah, but Jeff, don't you think there's been some big steps forward taken this year? Like, I don't know how you felt about Jalen before the season, but the Eagles can now end this season knowing they have their franchise quarterback. They can end this season knowing they have an elite passing game, right, with AJ and Devontae. They can end this season feeling like they have great coaches. Like, that's a huge step forward from where they were in the beginning of the year. I just don't get how that's a disappointment.
Well, because I felt the way you just said maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Right.
Okay, so good. You've had a successful year for longer then. I mean, you should be happy.
Well, I'm driving a truck. I'm having a successful drive, but I can wreck. So,
please don't do that.
Yeah.
No, ooh, I'm just saying, no, the expectations change when you see the team develop the way they have. I mean, I don't think anybody thought they'd be this good this year at the beginning of the season. I didn't.
Yeah, and look, they are capable of going, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are. There's no question about that.
Before we went to break, last break, I brought up Baker Mayfield and Jimmy Garoppolo. So news is breaking on the Jimmy Garoppolo situation as we speak. Adam Schefter, a few minutes ago, he tweets out, sources, doctors have concluded today that 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo does not need foot surgery.
Wow.
It's not a Liz Frank injury, and if rehab goes smoothly, he can have a chance to return in 7 to 8 weeks, making him a potential playoff contributor.
Wow.
So
that's huge news in the NFC.
Yeah. I mean, if they can get through, I guess, the first week or so of the postseason, he could possibly be ready. If there's an NFC championship game to play, if Brock Purdy can get him there. How about that? And oh, real quick, on the Baker Mayfield situation, he had to get through waivers. He did not clear waivers. Guess who picked him up? The Los Angeles Rams.
Wow.
How about that?
Blocking him from the Niners?
So the Rams pick him up, and this is kind of interesting. Yeah, you block him from going to the Niners, but also, who knows what's up with Matthew Stafford going forward.
And it helps them with their draft pick because they don't have it, so it screws the Lions box.
Right. So – you know, you got Baker, who's going to be in L.A., but the Jimmy Garoppolo situation, we may not have heard the last of Jimmy Garoppolo this season.
Well, first of all, for Baker, it's a phenomenal place to land. The coach, the staff, the place to live, all those things.
He's ecstatic, but Los Angeles.
But from the Eagles' perspective on this Niners news, like, Jimmy G is not somebody that needs to be moving all around in the pocket, right? He's someone that if he can come back, snap him the ball, stands in the pocket, get rid of it quickly. Now, maybe it impacts their ability to call routes, like, down the field, but they don't really do a ton of that anyway. They do a lot of, like, just get guys in space in the flat and stuff. So I hear the Schefter thing, and to me that sounds like he's going to play in week one of the playoffs. Yeah. That's, like, what, 5-6 weeks away?
Yeah.
You're not talking about much sooner than 7 to 8.
Yeah, it's about 6 weeks away from the playoffs.
Yeah, this sounds to me like they're going to try to go with, what was his name, Brock Purdy
as long as they can.
The rest of the way, and then Jimmy G will be here come playoff time.
All right, well, then listen, we'll worry about the Niners, whether it's Jimmy G, Brock Purdy, Steve Young, Joe Montana, don't matter who it is, Sonny Bono, Steve Bono, all of them. Bring them all in there, Jim. Jim Drunken Miller, all of them. Yeah. I know all the 49er quarterbacks, Elvis Gerbach, bring them all in. We'll take them on. We'll beat them down.
C.J. Beathard.
C.J. Beathard, exactly. It is the break before the 5 o'clock hour, and we will have, I guess, what everybody anticipates on the Marks and Reese show, according to Jack.
Jack is a dirty work guy.
Yes, we're going to get to Jack's top 5 at 5 when we come back. What does he have in store for us today? We'll get to that and more. Elliot Shore Park sitting in for Johnny Marks.
Yes,
Ike Reese right here on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.